Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is round two of The Savage Nation this evening. Good to be back with you. Play it. I just love this. Loud, loud, loud. Get me going. Just makes me happy. It lifts my spirit. More, more, more. Give it to them. Give it to them. Yes! How could you not be happy listening to this? It makes you forget Obama, Bloomberg, Kerry, Biden, guns, assault rifles, global swarming. I mean, insanity. All the insanity leaves your mind. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. We were talking about the blurring of the sacred and the profane in the first hour with an example from a college, Allegheny College, in Pennsylvania, where a group of degenerates, in my opinion, taught a sex and masturbation tutorial, not at the college, mind you, not in the sex education class, mind you, but inside a Catholic church, the chapel built and dedicated in 1902, where Catholic Mass and non-denominational services are conducted in the so-called liberal arts college. And I'm not going to read you what they did in there, because you can pretty much figure out how these maniacs operate and why they do it, to shock you. But going beyond the two sex educators, who are nothing, they're just factotums and nothing in the whole big picture of what I call sexual communism, is the bigger story of the blurring of the sacred and the profane. And I am not trying to make you think that I am Mr. Purity, because I'm not. I'm an ordinary American man. I have the same conflicts as every other man, the same background as every other man in so many ways. But to me, a church or a holy place is sacred. And all the profanities of our normal life are supposed to be left behind when you enter the church. And don't tell me about the X percent of priests who were molesters. I don't care about them. They are the dark spots on the purity of the church. You don't tear an entire institution down because of the dark, you know, elements within that institution. You don't destroy the whole institution. So this is the important point. And there's another element of the sacred and the profane that I haven't mentioned to you, which is, why do people go to churches? It's to get away from the profane. Don't you understand that? So now when you have the profane elements of society entering the churches and smearing the church with the profane things of society, the church is destroyed. There's no need for the church. The church may as well become an outhouse, as was done during the Bolshevik Revolution in ex-Russia. During the Bolshevik Revolution, churches were burned to the ground. Priests were killed. You don't know any of this. You're not allowed to know any of this. But instead of burning the church down, now we send in sex educators like Marshall Miller and Kate Weinberg, in my opinion, who burn the church down by smearing it with the profane. Okay? That's what I'm trying to explain to you. Now, what came back to me when I was reading the story, as I said on the bicycle today, was my background in anthropology. I thought of the phrase, the sacred and the profane. I went back to my anthropology training. I remembered it was French sociologist Émile Durkheim who wrote about this dichotomy between the sacred and the profane, where he wrote that religion is about a unified system. It's about beliefs and practices relative to sacred things. It sets itself apart from the profane, which involve mundane individual concerns. Now, there's some other element to this that you may not know. Durkheim explicitly stated that the dichotomy sacred and profane was not equivalent to good and evil. He said the sacred could be good or evil, and the profane could be either as well. I didn't add that in the last hour, but I thought I'd save it for you right now. So what does it have to do with everything else? You can figure it out if you listen to the show. I'll give you an example. This just came in minutes ago. Court says California may have to hire a Wiccan chaplain. San Francisco Associated Press. California prisons hire full-time chaplains and spiritual leaders to serve Catholic, Muslim, Jewish, Protestant, and Native Americans. Should I read the rest of the story till you get sick? They now have to hire Wiccan, whatever they are, in order to serve the witches and the Wiccans, whatever they call themselves, in the prisons. This is an example of what happens to a society that is destroyed breaking down, falling apart, etc. Why? Where does this come from? Well, I use the phrase sexual communism in the last hour. I could use the phrase religious communism to explain why this is happening, who is behind it, and how the left operates. But it may be too much for the average person at 10 after 7 on a West Coast night and 10 after 10 on an East Coast night. So, I mean, I can move it around if you want and talk about other things, which I'll do right now. Another major story was this. Majority of U.S. citizens say illegal immigrants should be deported. Don't underestimate this poll. It was done by the left-wing Reuters Ipsos organization. It was released yesterday, and it shows you that the average person does not have the same favorable view of the invasion that has occurred in this nation, primarily since Bill Clinton broke down the borders with Mexico. Shall I make it any more clear for you? Because I can do so if you'd like, because I've been talking about it since 1994. That's right. You are not the minority in terms of opinion on illegal immigrants that you may think you are because of the media hat which has beaten you up and made you into what you're not. Most Americans believe that most or all of the country's 11 million, which is really 30 million illegal immigrants, should be deported. Why? Not because they're racist, in my opinion, but because this is a nation of laws. And if you permit the outlaws to take over a nation of laws, you no longer have law, you have outlaw. You have a nation of outlaws. Attitudes towards immigration are polarized by party, according to another Reuters Ipsos poll. 75% of Republicans think all or most immigrants should be deported, compared to 40% of Democrats who think the same. As you well know, Senator John the Quisling McCain is on the side of the illegal immigrants being granted amnesty. That you know. And that's the story. Wednesday's Reuters Ipsos poll was conducted Friday through Tuesday and surveyed 1,443 Americans over the age of 18. Blah, blah, blah. All right. So when a left-wing poll is saying the majority of U.S. citizens say illegal immigrants should be deported, you know it's much higher than that. It's much higher than that. So let's go back to the callers on the Savage Nation. I'm not going to talk about the false Oscars. They mean nothing to me. To me, it's idol worship. It's getting more boring every year. The 85th Annual Academy Awards. You know what that is. It's a trade show. Plumbers have trade shows where they give awards out. Garbage men have trade shows. Remember in The Sopranos, there was a trade show for, what do they call themselves? They didn't call themselves garbage men, those people in the business of garbage. What do they call themselves? Sanitation? They don't even call themselves that. Recycling industry, whatever. So every industry has a trade show. It's the same thing with the movie industry. In fact, if you study the history of the Oscars, it was created by the very smart Russian immigrants who created the movie industry in America. And they said, look, we got to gin up some interest in the stuff we're putting out. Let's create a thing called Oscar, Golden Idol. Oh, everyone should fall on their feet because a puppet gave a good performance. So, he's a great genius, greater than Einstein and greater than any genius that ever existed is the person who can mimic a real genius. So let's talk about movies. You see how I moved my mind just now because I told you what I watched a movie since I was in this cabin up in the mountains for 3 days or 2 days. I watched too much television, which is I must admit I'm doing more and more. I've always done it, even as a child. Although I have many advanced degrees, yes, I have to qualify it. I must tell you I've reached a point in life where I can indulge myself, so I watch more movies than ever. I watch too much television to begin with because I think television is phenomenally interesting. In so many different ways, I think it's one of the most interesting, avenues to so many things. He said, well, Michael, shut up. You're in the radio business, so I'll qualify it. A new study was done on Super Bowl ads, which cost $4 million for 30 seconds. I'll repeat that. A Super Bowl ad cost $4 million for 30 seconds. Well, a new survey done by Nielsen found out that the people who watched the Super Bowl ads had a very low recall of the product that was being advertised. Why? Because the schmucks in the advertising industry have reached such a disconnect between what they're actually doing and their own creativity. They're all creative in the ad business. You just take a look at who's in the business. They create a commercial that's so obscure you don't know what the product is. You have to sit there and say, what did they just advertise? You don't even know. Because it's for them, for the schmucks in the ad industry. They make an ad. You don't know what it's about. So people don't even know what the heck the ad was about. $4 million for 30 seconds and no one has recall. 9% of people can recall the product. In radio ads, the recall is much higher. So this medium is still the most powerful medium in the world for advertising, incidentally. By the way, just so you know that I'm not leaving my own business by telling you that I still love television. So I watch too much television. So one of the things I watched Well, there's so many things I could talk about right now about television that I saw that's worth talking about that I won't talk about it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Identity Guard, giving you the power. I'm retired federal agent and Identity Guard spokesperson Doug Hess. Your Social Security number, credit card, and bank accounts are who you are. Knowing if this information is exposed online is essential to keeping them secure. Few people have the time or know-how to keep track of it all. Identity Guard is here to help you stay on top of it. But first, here's today's tip. Your Social Security and credit card account numbers are as specific to you as your fingerprints. Email, phone, and text messages are not secure. Don't include these important numbers in any of them. This tip is just one more way Identity Guard is giving you the power in 2013.
Visit identityguard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. Visit identityguard.com/easy.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today. And guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Ovation Cell Therapy is the real deal. Listen to these product reviews from real Ovation users.
Dear Ovation, my results were unbelievable. My frizzy, curly hair is highlighted and prone to breakage and thinning, probably because of the chemicals used in the highlighting process. Ovation products have solved all my hair problems. My hair is now soft, natural looking, and the breakage is decreased. My hair doesn't get frizzy, even if it's rainy and humid outside. Thanks, Ovation. I didn't think it was possible.
Ovation is perfect. By far the best hair care product I've ever used. Please don't change a thing.
Your hair can be healthy again, guaranteed. Ovation is safe, effective, and easy to use. For healthier, shinier, more manageable hair, simply log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory savings.
For thicker, stronger, longer hair, log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount.
Ovation Cell Therapy is the real deal, guaranteed.
This is an important message for all hardworking Americans. Not long ago, Michael Parnas was living on a park bench in New York City. He took all the money he had, and in less than 8 months, the worst 8 trading months in the history of the stock market, Michael made close to $4 million. He cracked the stock market's code and discovered the insider trends that your broker doesn't want you to know. So he is giving you his Power Trading, Power Living book and DVD that helps take the mystery out of the market, breaks down the trades and trends you need to know about, and shows you how he went from a park bench to Park Avenue for free. Just pay shipping. Michael has never stopped believing that regular, hardworking people can make money in the stock market. A lot of money. In fact, Michael is convinced power trading can work for you, too. That's why he's giving you his book and DVD for free. Call Michael now at 800-309-1118 and claim your free copy. Call 1-800-309-1118. That's 1-800-309-1118. Stock trading involves substantial risk.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-978-9766 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-978-9766.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Midwest swaddled in blanket of snow. Travel tough. Powdery snow bombarded much of the nation's midsection today, leaving as much as 17 miles. So I was talking about, you know, me going up to the snow in Tahoe. It just was perfect. It worked out fine. I took a few days off for R&R. I had a little accident last week, and I'm back, and I feel better. But, you know, I've always found the mountains, the high mountains, to be pure and beautiful, and they restore me. I'm not talking about the ski-doos and the – there was no noise up there because I don't go near the ski lifts. I'm not embarrassed to say I don't ski. I mean, I just don't. Those who do, God bless you. It's very nice to see families together skiing. I don't ski. I'm an inner-city kid. I never learned to ski. There were those in my crowd who learned. They wanted to be like from Playboy. They got the ski pants. I remember back in college in the 50s when it was coming in to America in a big way. It's a beautiful sport. I don't do it. I go there for the snow, per se. And it was beautiful. I came down like a day later. The dog had the little arthritis attack in the right foot, three-leg hop. Had to swaddle him in a blanket. The poor guy never felt snow before. It's interesting to watch. Because I remember the first time my firstborn was taken to the snow. What happened? You know, it's not something that children can understand, infants. Snow. Snow is an interesting, you know what I'm saying? I remember taking him into the snow. He cried when it hit him first time. I was like, what is this stuff? It looks nice, but it's cold. But I don't get much of it down here in the Bay Area. And oh, I forget to tell you, one of the reasons I love driving to Tahoe, and I haven't done it in a long time. See, once I got a boat, many years ago, I stopped going to the mountains. It took over all of my recreational time on the weekend. I was on the bay. I know as much about the bay as anyone. Any fisherman on the bay probably knows more than me, an average fisherman, a commercial. I know almost every nook and cranny on San Francisco Bay, which is more than I could say most politicians do. I'm proud to tell you I love the bay. So I boat. But once in a while, I like to. So I go to the mountains to get up into the high Sierra, and I have names for some of the mountains, like above the railroad tunnels. When you get up at 7,000 feet above Donner's Summit and you see the train tunnels, I call a certain mountain Thunder Chief or Thunderhead. I gave it a name. I've named some of my mountains. How could you not love Granite Peaks? How could you not understand the beauty of Granite Peaks and what they, you know, do to a human being? So to make a long story short, snow doesn't worry me very much. And since I came from the east originally, I love the snow. At least, let us say, to take it and leave it. I don't want to live in it anymore. So here I am back on radio talking about all the problems of the world, college host sex masturbation tutorial inside a church. And here's the first question in the interview that I was going to tell you I need an answer from. So they're doing a big interview with me. It'll be as good as the New Yorker interview, I hope. And I'm going to ask you the answer to this. One, Michael, why do you think you shot to number one on WABC in New York and mailed demos so quickly? That's a great question. I think I know the answer, but I'd like to hear from you if you know why. Savage, why do you think you shot to number one on radio on WABC in New York and mailed demos so quickly? It's a phenomenon, by the way. Only two or three people have ever done this in history. Walter Winchell was one of them. Yeah, I'm in a special category. But you have to ask yourself, why would I beat all the other talkers, all the other music, all the Spanish stations, which everyone thinks everyone's supposed to listen to? Big everything now, Hispanic. You think you're living in Mexico. God bless them. I grew up listening to Spanish music at the Palladium. So don't think I'm against, great music. That's not the point. How many more years do you want to do radio and why? That's a great question. Describe the Savage Nation phenomenon. Might it ever lead you into politics? That's an interesting one. Describe the Savage Nation phenomenon. Might it ever lead you into politics? The answer is no, as far as the politics go. That ship has left. No, I have no interest in politics. Take a look at them and listen to them, and you'll know why I can never be in politics. I can't be in it. I don't want to be in it. How many more years do you want to be in radio and why? The answer is until I stop breathing. What else is there in life after radio? Is there life after radio would be my answer. There's nothing better than radio. Nothing. For 3 hours a day, I, you know, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, to use Muhammad Ali's phrase. For 3 hours a day. You want me to put it back to today's show? Okay, the interview says, how many more years do you want to do radio and why? Okay, I say float like a butterfly. For 3 hours a day, I'm in a sacred world. The profane, I leave the profane world. I enter the sacred world of the mind. That's the answer. That's the answer right there. That is a gel right in front of the audience. That's the answer. You ask any performer who's really in the moment, they're entering another world. And there's no way to describe it other than you know when you're there. And it's almost impossible to describe how to get there. But when you're there, you know you're there. When you're in that sacred, pure, is driven snow world, that's what radio can be when it's right. It's not always like that. Those moments are very hard to achieve, but when you're there, it's a beautiful place to be. You transcend the zoological order. You transcend the body. You transcend time. You transcend space. That's what performance art really is at its best. And to think you can do it without a dirty word. To think you can do it without resorting to the Chris Rock school of entertainment that Obama seems to love so much, where every other word is an M or an F. How about that work? I don't need lipstick. I don't need legs. I don't need M. I don't need F's. It's the Savage Nation. WMAL in Washington, D.C. Chris, thanks for calling. You're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Dr. Savage. I think you're popular because you dig deep enough to connect the dots. And I really appreciate your analysis. This especially tonight, the dichotomy of the sacred and the profane. This blurring of the lines is the same principle of infiltration that is key in guerrilla warfare.
Mm.
Left learned from our loss in Vietnam, we couldn't tell who was Viet Cong and who wasn't. Now we have politicians infiltrated in the media. We have the blurring of the separation of powers in the federal government. We have law infiltrating Western culture. Part of the plan of the left, I believe.
That is incredibly insightful, brilliant, amazing. So I have to ask you a question now. May I ask what you do for a living?
Yes. I'm a construction inspector.
So you know what's real and false, good and bad. Stable and unstable.
Exactly. One has to try and analyze things from a lot of perspectives.
So in other words, if a building was built by the Sopranos under a government contract, you know the difference between that and another building.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable. For less than a dollar a day, a healthy 40-year-old can get a $500,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-397-7200 for your free quote. Call 1-800-397-7200. That's 1-800-397-7200. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia except for Wyoming and New York. Hybrid life and optional riders are not available in all states. A 2-year suicide exclusion and contestability period apply, 1 year in some states. All applications are subject to underwriting approval.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Magnitude 3.2 earthquake's been reported in the Morgan Hill area. It happened just after 5 o'clock today. No reports of damages or injuries. The suspect in the tanning salon murders of two teenage workers in Nashville is sitting in a prison cell in Solano. The inmate was arraigned today in the deaths of the women 17 years ago. The East Oakland Boxing Association will receive $10,000 in much-needed sports and gym equipment during an event this afternoon. The gear is being donated by Landry and Goods Landry and Good Sports, and will replace old equipment at the club. Taking a look at the roadways, new crash in San Jose, northbound 85, Blossom Hill Road. Injuries involved. Looks like it's off to the right shoulder, however. Southbound 101, airport exit in Millbrae. We've got a crash there. And still very heavy traffic, northbound 680 over the Sunol Grade. I'm Dave Fowke, Sawtalk 560 KSFO.
Hey, Brian Sussman here, and a lot of people ask me where I buy my gold and silver from. Desert Gold Exchange. That's right, Desert Gold Exchange. Family owned and operated, a perfect rating with the Better Business Bureau, no complaints ever filed, and they are experts. They know the market oh so well. And the thing I really like is because they're family owned and operated, they treat you like a valuable customer, not a quick transaction. Better prices, lower commissions, fast delivery. Generally takes only 2 to 3 days to get your products. And by the way, if you're thinking of converting your IRA or 401k into gold, call Desert Gold Exchange right away. I'll give you the phone number in just a moment because they can help you through that process. Again, Desert Gold Exchange, 20 years of experience in the gold business. They're my dealer of choice, 888-852-4343. Call them today, 888-852-4343, online, desertgoldexchange.com.
Where did everybody go?
They saw my truck and ran for it.
Who are you?
I'm a Pacific Coast termite inspector, and you're toast.
Why's that?
Because we're the leading orange oil specialist in California. A quick and easy way to eradicate termites for those who don't want a tent.
These guys are cheap, cheap, cheap.
Oh, it's much less than you think. And after 20,000 home treatments, Pacific Coast has a perfect Better Business Bureau rating.
What does eradicate mean?
Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-722-4342. Pacific Coast Termite also eliminates rodents and repairs any damage to your home. And if you call right now, we'll take an additional 10% off the termite or rodent treatment and any necessary structural repairs. And all work is guaranteed and backed with a 2-year warranty. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Or visit PacificCoastTermite.com. Free inspection applies to homes not for sale or in escrow.
You don't want to be a termite, no, when Pacific Coast Termite's around.
At Advance Auto Parts, we believe the internet's not just for sharing pictures of your food in sepia tone. At AdvanceAutoParts.com, it's for finding the right part and getting it delivered straight to your door fast. And when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is completely free. Great deals on parts from the comfort of your couch. Post that to your Twipper list, friend page. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Well, Flo.
Uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Or what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
On the next morning show, it's your opportunity to tee off Open Line Friday. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
Aragon!
Soy un chico mexicano.
Aracochero on the Savage Nation. We can go any direction you want on my show. I grew up on this music. I mean, this is the music I really first loved. Orquesta Aragon de Cuba. This is before Castro destroyed the nation of Cuba. And although this group did not create the cha-cha-cha, they were the best. Listen, listen, go, 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 now, louder. Nobody was as good as this group. I mean, they were the best charanga group in Cuba during the 50s and 60s. I wasn't there, but I know their music. So why am I playing it for you? Because I need to get my spirits going. And I see what happened is I've now gotten all my music from all the years I've been in radio together. Neil put it together for me over the last few days. You can't believe this library of music I now have for you. I can go in any direction. I don't care what it is. I mean, the sound bites from Italian to Cuban to Jewish to Greek, Latin, Mexican, rap, Russian, Scottish, Tibetan, Vietnamese. So I have all this music that's always just made me happy or inspired me or whatever. It's all ready to go now in my show. It's taken all this time. You have to understand, radio is very complex. It's not. I make it sound easy, but after 18 years in radio, there are elements of the show that were lost in the transition that have now been plugged back in that I can now start using again. That's how long it's taken me, all these months. So it's different. It's different now that I can call for it, and bango, they could just hit a button, and there it is. I'm just a little off, you know, from the subject matter because I'm enjoying myself. Listen to this song now. For example, we have Ka-Chow, right? We have Ka-Chow, C-A-C-H-A-O. You wouldn't know how to spell it. Ka-Chow is one of the great Agosako Nikomba. Now, you got to picture the young adolescent, post-adolescent savage dancing on two in the Palladium. And the transition, over the years, it's not really a transition. It's just an evolution. Evolution. Here, La Sonora Matancera, bongo. Listen to this one. La Sonora Matancera, bongo. You can pick this one up. I'm not going to play a communist song for Kim Jong-il, but I want you to hear... She was one of the great singers. So don't think I'm insensitive to Spanish music. I understand it very well. There's a big difference between loving music that's superb and saying, yes, come in 30 million illegal immigrants. We have unlimited welfare, and we would like our culture just decimated. We don't care about our borders, language, or culture. Sure, step all over our flag and wave your flag. There's sort of a difference. One last piece. I used to love Jose Fajardo, one of the great Cuban flautists, and he played a wooden flute, which was so amazing. You have Jose Fajardo, Te Pone a Casar. Can you believe this? Can you believe how that piece of music can lift a person and carry them on that music? I could hardly concentrate on human anatomy when I came home from this. The next day, I couldn't even look at the pig and memorize the veins and artery. In college, that was pig anatomy, sorry. That was quite a year. That was quite a year as I was trying to study anatomy, physiology, and such. At Queens College in New York, I remember I had a pig to take home, a little fetal pig that we were dissecting. I know, yeah, when you eat ham, don't give me a... So I never forget this story. I never told this story really in its detail. May as well now. It's later in the show already. We've done the series. I took the pig home. It was pickled. I don't know how they... Oh, formaldehyde. And we took it home to study it. You know, to study the veins, the arteries, the muscles, the nerves, the bones, whatever. We didn't have cadavers. It was basically a pig cadaver in college. And we took it home in a plastic bag and studied it in our room with a scalpel and a book. And then when we were through studying it, you put it back in its bag. And you washed your hands and you put the bag in the refrigerator. That's what our professor told us to do. I'll never forget, my aunt comes over. And she was a traditional woman. I don't think she ate pork. And she was looking in the back of the refrigerator for something to help serve, and she screamed in the kitchen, a shriek that you can't believe. And you can understand. I mean, she found a pig in the refrigerator. Not only that, it wasn't a piece of ham in a package. It wasn't sliced ham. This was an entire pig. And I don't think she was screaming about the fact that it was ham. I think she got frightened at the fact that there was like an animal in the back of the refrigerator. So those were the days, my friend. The box of bones upstairs in the little bedroom over Utopia Parkway with the rattling window as the bus went by in the snow as it was frozen over with dreams of becoming a combination of Darwin and every other savior of mankind leading to radio today. That's the story of my life in a nutshell. Let's go to some callers at WABC. Why do they call it the Big Apple? I never liked that phrase. As a real New Yorker, I always felt that people who use the phrase the Big Apple were from Cleveland. And I have nothing against Cleveland. But real New Yorkers don't use the phrase the Big Apple. Ed on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Michael. Michael, you're right. The reason you're number one is because your listeners love you. And I'm a liberal. And I got your book. And I'm a liberal, but I listen to you because you're a brilliant guy.
And well, you know what? That's nice of you. Thank you. You sound like a relative I could argue with for eternity.
Yeah. Well, I'm a little mad at you, though. I got the book. I'm reading it. And I fell in love with Abe Cohn because he's so liberal and he's thinking like me. And you...
Oh, so yeah, you saw the dialogue I set up between the conservative ex-special forces friend of Jack and the liberal Abe Cohen, who they love each other, by the way. They don't hate each other. You noticed that, right, Ed?
No, but still, you didn't like him because he's a liberal. That's why you kill him that way.
Well, how did I kill him in the book?
Well, you let the sharks eat him.
Well, but you see, you're taking umbrage with the fact that a fictional character named Abe the Postman in my novel was thrown to the sharks. Would you have been happier if I had thrown the special forces guy Doc to the sharks?
Yeah, because he's a conservative.
But in the graphic description of Abe being eaten by the shark, did it emotionally affect you?
Oh, it's sickening. It's like I knew the guy. The way you write is great. I felt like I knew the guy, and I'm sympathizing with him. And, it's so well written. I mean,
Oh, here it is. Wait, I'm finding the part where, see, I set up a tension between Abe Cohen, who was sitting at the restaurant in North Beach, arguing with his... You know, the guy I call Doc, right? The other guy, Doc Mattson, older in God, 6'2", with granite eyes, and the cowboy hat over his white hair, was one of Jack's oldest and dearest friends, right?
Right.
They shared a love of wine and a distaste for doctrinaire leftists, but Doc and Abe disagreed with a vengeance on just about everything. So they're arguing, right? And Abe says, hey, this sweatshirt is vintage from Altamont. And then Bruno replies. Bruno comes out, the restaurant owner, and he says something. And Bruno says to them, you hippies, you were moth-eaten 43 years ago when that shirt was new, Bruno said, as a way to brought water. They were called conscientious objectors in my father's day and cowards in my grandfather's day. So Abe says to him, your grasp of social movements is matched only by your understanding of how to properly fix a table, because Bruno had gotten down with a matchbook to stop the table from shaking outside. I can't say the next thing. It's a little on the purple order here. And let's see. So anyway, so we go on in that, and that's in the end. Abe gets thrown to the sharks. That's what you don't like, huh?
Oh, who would like that? But good thing he was.
All right, here. So they're arguing later on, Abe and Doc, back and forth, the liberal and the conservative characters, right? And Abe says, "I wrote about conditions on Alcatraz and campaigned for prison reform. Mickey appreciated that. It helped get him transferred to the Atlanta Federal Penitentiary." So Doc says, that was about the same time I was putting M16 rounds into the heads of bad guys, Doc pointed out. So Abe says, but Mickey was called a gangster and you were hailed as a freedom fighter, Abe said. Context, brother Abe, Doc said, your cousin was blowing up on his businessmen. My targets were using babies for bayonet practice. Abe replies, thou shalt not kill. Doc snaps, how do you expect people to hear that, Abe? Doc snapped. In the context they live in, with all the other voices screaming for their attention, can the Ten Commandments compete with the evening news? Can the warnings and exhortations of Job compare with MTV or the blogs of those digital gossips who call themselves journalists? Look what the Times has become. One power-mad psychopath after another paraded throughout with all the... You get the picture, right?
Right.
So you still... But you still identify, Ed, really, after all these years as a hardcore leftist?
Well, you know, I mean, I heard you talk about this in the past about growing up in that generation. I'm 80 years old. My grandfather and father, they cried when FDR died. You know, they grew up and.
So, in other words, we have to forgive you. You're stuck in the past.
But I appreciate you make so much sense. I mean, you're.
See, Ed, here's the thing. I'm not trying to mock you, and I won't do it. It's pointless. You're a nice man. You're fixed in your beliefs. You see the world the way you want to see it. It gives you comfort to see the world that way, and that's good enough for me. But the world has changed since FDR. And, Ed, the thing you have to know is that even JFK, which I said 10 years ago, if not long before that, if JFK were alive today, the Democrats would never, ever accept him in their party. He'd be considered a conservative. You know that, and I know that.
I know. What do you think I listen to you for? I'm not stupid, you know. But
I understand, but you don't like the fact that in a time for war, I threw Abe finally was killed by being eaten alive by a shark. Hey, Ed, he was a great character while he lived, wasn't he? You know what bothers me is I'm working on the next in the Jack Hatfield series, and I'm sorry that Abe was killed off because I liked him too much. I have to create a new liberal which I've actually already done. He's a puppeteer, and he's a half-brother of Jack. I've created a whole new liberal character for you to enjoy.
Great, great, Mike.
Hey, by the way, you don't like what happened to Abe. All right, Ed, thanks for calling the Savage Nation. That was a nice call, and I'm glad you liked the show. Because Abe and I, we may disagree politically, but you know what? We don't hate each other. As my father's store had a little sign in it, the little antique store in New York, it said, "Don't go away, man, just go away." I don't want the listeners to go away at all. Let's go to Patricia in New York City again on WABC. Patricia, what's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Savage. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Know that I hadn't heard your radio show before until, I'm going to say, around December. I was coming home. I heard you on the radio in the car, and I was thinking, who is this man? I was really interested in what you were saying, and the car was getting all staticky because of power lines, so I couldn't wait to get home because what totally intrigued me, I had heard no one else say this on the media, on TV, or any of the other talk radio shows. You were saying that Romney took a fall for the election. And
yes, he was a fall guy. He was set up to lose.
And I don't quite understand that, except that could you explain that a little bit more, please?
All right, well, that was a theory of mine, number one. I have no proof of it because I'm not an insider. I don't belong to any inside groups. But it seemed to me that he could have won the election. He was beating up. Remember the three debates? I don't want to go back to past history. Remember the first debate? He wiped the floor with Obama. Obama looked like what he is, a totally inadequate, unprepared stooge of some other powers. You remember Romney shined in the first debate? Remember that?
Yes, and then it was a 180 in the next two.
Remember what happened the next one? He looked like a fighter who was told, "Hey, buddy, come over here. These are the people who put you where you are. Just remember what we told you. If you win, this is what's going to happen to you. If you lose, this is what's going to happen to you." The next debate, they wheeled out that hag from CNN, Candy Crawley. They pulled her out of a swamp. The third debate, they got that Bolshevik Bob Schieffer, who makes my flesh crawl. And every debate, Romney was run off the rails, and he looked like he was set up to lose to me. So it's a theory. I'm a fiction writer as well as being a talk show host, so that's how I'd write that election.
And that's another thing. Why don't the Republicans insist on at least having one moderator that is from a conservative?
Oh, that's what I said. Why were all three moderators far-left radical operatives of the government media complex? Where was one moderate moderator? There was none. How come there was no outcry? The answer is the Republicans let it happen. So what does that tell you? Tells you what I've been saying. 8 years Democrat, 8 years Republican. So it's going to be 8 more years Democrat. That's why Obama slipped last fall when he said, the spring before, when he said, "When I'm president." Remember what he said to Medvedev of Russia? And he said, "If I'm president." He knew what was coming. The fix was in.
It is absolutely alarming. The Benghazi, everything. We could just...
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So it doesn't take any... You say, it can't happen. We live in a free society. Rubbish. Rubbish. If Arnold Rothstein, the gangster, could fix the 1918 or 1919 World Series, you can fix an election, my friend.
Right. That's another thing. Well, I'd like to tell you something first. Maybe I'll get to talk with you another time to follow up on another thought. But I've been listening. Actually, I never knew talk radio existed. And I grew up, I was a kid during the 60s, the 70s, and so I remember the hippies. But I came from a conservative family. My uncle that raised me from the time I was 14 was in four World War II invasions, conservative. So I learned about politics early from his perspective, but it also made sense. And so when the hippies were protesting, I was against that. To me, it just seemed like they were tearing the country apart, causing more problems for the war, et cetera. And I was in high school when the Kent State shootings happened, and high school students had a sit-in where they all protested what happened to Kent State. I protested the protesters and went to class. Anyway, so you know how the news...
So you've basically been a realist your whole life, and you understand the hippie movement was motivated not by the betterment of society, but by the destruction of our society. You saw it for what it was. It's clear what it was. It was funded by anti-American groups. It was funded by foreign groups. The entire left wing has been funded from the beginning by those who would tear the society to pieces, which they've done a very good job of. And, of course, they would then introduce into our government itself, read your Cicero when he wrote about the enemy within. Patricia, thank you so much for listening so avidly on WABC in New York. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow,
Would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-467-8616. That's 1-800-467-8616. 1-800-467-8616.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earned to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. For the simple truth, I'm Michael Savage.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA, and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
We're well into 2013, and the economic policies are what they are. And the big question is, how will these new policies affect you and me? Brian Sussman here, and I'd like you to join me and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar Thursday, February 28th at the Renaissance Club Sport in Walnut Creek. It'll be at 7 o'clock. Pat Vitucci can help. Again, Thursday, February 28th, 7 o'clock at the Renaissance Club Sport in Walnut Creek. That's at don'tinvestandforget.com. Here's the number to call, free, no obligation, 800-472-8305. Pat Vitucci with me, Brian Sussman, 800-472-8305.
There are a lot of great-looking new cars for sale now. And if you're thinking about buying one, it probably means you want to get rid of that not-so-great-looking old car cluttering up your garage or squatting at the curb. Don't go through one ad heck. Go to the phone and dial 800-321-3023. 7 days a week, live operators are available to help you donate your old car to the Cancer Fund of America. We do all the DMV and smog paperwork. We even pick up your car, running or not in most cases. What could be easier? And you'll be eligible for a charitable tax deduction, besides having the satisfaction of knowing that your old wheels are helping the Cancer Fund help thousands of people. So call 800-321-3023. That's 800-321-3023. We take cars, vans, trucks, RVs, and Batmobiles. 800-321-3023. And thanks. From all of us at the Cancer Fund of America.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Here's a thought. Why not get a jump on your spring cleaning, starting with your closet? And while you're at it, do something good for your community by donating your gently used clothes, shoes, books, and household items to your East Bay Goodwill stores. Did you know that the proceeds support local job training and placement programs? It's true. Support your East Bay Goodwill stores, who in turn do great things in your community. For locations and information, visit eastbaygoodwill.org. That's eastbaygoodwill.org. When was the last time you heard this about a guy on the radio?
There's a lot of money programs and a lot of people. Your advice is excellent. The advice you're giving is practical.
He's live. He's unscripted. He's unrehearsed. He's Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor.
Your comments are the reason why I do this show.
Greg's not trying to sell you a book. He's trying to help you navigate your money.
With all this financial regulation, the little guy's getting screwed.
It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell, every Saturday from noon until 2 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If talk radio came with a warning label, Listen before it does on the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Eighty-two stations and growing. It's the Savage Nation. Little Speedy Savage. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face in their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. Marcus Tullius Cicero, Roman orator and statesman, 42 BC. One of the dedications of one of my books. Yep. Cicero saw it in ancient Rome. Those of us on the right see it in America in 2012. Every day of our lives, we see the traitors operating around the clock, lying about climate change, coming up with goofball theories about green energy that doesn't exist in order to reward cronies with corrupt contracting. Biden saying get a shotgun instead of an AR-15. I'm telling you, everywhere I turn, I see Cicero's words. Acting out. Let's go to the caller, Stephanie in Hawaii. Welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Dr. Savage, I just wanted to say why I think you're going to be number one is because you're the brilliant political prophet of our time.
Well, no, the question was, why do you think you became number one on WABC in New York and mail demos so quickly, which is a little different than becoming number one overall, which hasn't happened. And although you're not a male, you think I'm a political prophet, which is good enough for me. I understand that. And I mean, I don't want to sit here and blow my own horn. It's done too often by too many of us in the business, and I appreciate, I love you calls. But, you know, when I open the show today and talk about a college hosting a sex masturbation tutorial inside a chapel of a Allegheny College, and then I compared, I brought up The Sacred and the Profane by Emil Durkheim, you've got to admit it was a little unique for talk radio, wouldn't you?
Oh, it's constantly changing, and you also make us think. Like you
Yes, and I'm trying to teach people that the radical left has blurred the sacred from the profane and continue to do so in order to destroy not only the church, but the family and all of the institutions that comprise our society. Just remember what I've said to you for years. The family is the brick of our society. That is why they're trying to destroy the family. It's the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Work all night and a drink of rum.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Stop.
It is the Savage Nation back in 100% form. It's me filling in for myself, live, of course. Michael Savage filling in for himself. You know, when the day started, I was going to open with this story. I'll read you the headline, and then I'll tell you why I changed it. The headline was this. It got me so angry that I said, look, the audience is going to want to hear this to see how degenerated the society has become. College hosts sex masturbation tutorial inside a church. So I said, I've got to read this on the air to show you what a degenerate society we are becoming. How people with a minority sexual orientation are now debasing the entire society is something that people need to know about. And I was going to talk to you about this, but then another story came in minutes ago that actually stunned me. Majority of U.S. citizens say illegal immigrants should be deported. And this is being reported by none other than the left-wing Reuters. Did you hear what I said to you? A new poll from Reuters Ipsos. Now, this is as left-wing as it gets. Ipsos is a fake poll. And yet even they're saying that according to their online survey, Most Americans want illegal immigrants deported. I don't want to spend hours on this because I've done it for 18 years. I just want you to know that you are being set up and sold out and thrown down the river by your politicians who don't represent a damn thing that the American people want. No matter who does the poll, no matter when the poll is done, left, right, or center, the American people do not agree with the phonies running the country off the rails. So I want to go back to the first story for a minute and invite you to call on any topic, really. I've been away for 3 days. I know many of you have missed your Savage Fix, and you're dying to say, Mike, thank God you're back. We were parched as though we were marching in the Gobi Desert without a canteen of water. The phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. I've got many other news stories, news views, and reviews. As I say, this is the last word in radio every day. I'm so happy that you're listening to the show. If you want a little moment of where I was and what I did, you'll get that as well today. And why I had to take 3 days off, you'll get that as well. There are so many other stories you need to hear about. You ready for this one? Remember I did a show on the flu shot and how it doesn't protect you, and I was attacked by the medical establishment, how I was attacked by the media establishment, how I was attacked by the pharmaceutical establishment? I was right. Just came out from the Associated Press minutes ago. Flu shot doing poor job of protecting older people. Turns out this year's flu shot is doing a startlingly dismal job of protecting older people, the most vulnerable age group. The vaccine is proving only 9% effective in those 65 and older against the harsh strain of the flu that is predominant this season, the so-called Centers for Disease Control said Thursday. Health officials are baffled as to why this is so. I'm not baffled. I told you why. The reason they're baffled is because they're not able to tell you why it's not effective. Baffled. What's so baffling? It takes common sense. You don't need a PhD. Also today, I have another health story later on when I get to it. 10 worst foods for prostate health. Now, you may say, well, who cares about it? I'm a woman. Well, every woman listening to this show knows a man that they care about. Okay, and it's an interesting article. If I didn't think it had validity, I wouldn't read it to you. 10 worst foods for prostate health. Some of them you'll say, I knew that, but some you'll say, I'm shocked. And I'll read that one to you. But let's go back to the two main stories. Majority of U.S. citizens say illegal immigrants should be deported. The other story is college hosts sex masturbation tutorial inside a church. Now, I'm going to read you the story. Okay? Allegheny College's Ford Memorial Chapel was transformed into a boudoir of sorts Wednesday night as professional sex educators, you know what I think of them, don't you, advise students in attendance how best to touch themselves and their partners to reach orgasm in what was billed as an educational seminar. The chapel, built and dedicated in 1902, is where Catholic Mass and non-denominational services are conducted every week at the private liberal arts college in northwestern Pennsylvania. But all that took place was that in a back pew, but all that took a back pew to Wednesday's festivities dubbed I Heart the Female Orgasm and hosted by a variety of student groups on campus. The two sex educators, Marshall Miller and Kate Weinberg, talked students through a variety of masturbation techniques during the event. I will not read them to you because I find them personally revolting, to be honest with you. Now, they went to the college's so-called chaplain to show you how deeply the degeneracy has penetrated every avenue of academia and virtually every avenue of government. In statements, the college's so-called chaplain defended the masturbation event and the location, calling its theme responsible. And a campus spokesperson said it offered, quote, a great message. This is showing you who has taken over the universities and colleges in America. And I remember when this started, 20 years ago, it was called the Long March Through the Institutions, just as Mao Zedong marched through all of the institutions of culture in China before China was turned into a communist dictatorship. We now see what's been going on in America. While the chapel is hosting services in conjunction with Lent on Wednesday, the building turned into a sex marketplace of sorts, as student groups sold buttons, T-shirts, and hats bearing the program's name inside the chapel itself after the event concluded. They also sold books on female orgasm, blah, blah, blah. Weinberg also weighed in on a portion of the Book of Genesis in regard to masturbation, and she attacked the Book of Genesis.
She mocked the book of Genesis, and she went into the Bible and made a mockery of the Bible inside the event. I think you've got the short version of the story. It's up on michaelsavage.com. And I guess I have a question for you. What can I ask you? Do you find this offensive in a church? Of course you do. But, you know, the real issue, as I rode on my bicycle today, is not that it's offensive, nor that degenerates like this would be allowed into our institutions where our children's minds are being warped on a daily basis. What really is at stake here is why this is happening. Why is this happening to such an extent in society? So as I was pedaling my way to health today, as I try to do every day, and I have done for most of my life, my background in anthropology came up from my subconscious, and I remembered these words on the bicycle, and I was pondering this. Masturbation tutorial in a church. What pops in my head is these words, the sacred and the profane. So I couldn't wait to get home to remember who wrote about the sacred and the profane. And I remembered when I got home that it was Emil Durkheim, the great French sociologist, one of the grandfathers of anthropology, who wrote the dichotomy between the sacred and the profane is the central characteristic of religion. And he wrote that religion is a unifying system of beliefs and practices relative to sacred things. That is to say, things set apart and forbidden. That's what religion is supposed to do for us. It separates the sacred from the profane. And he said the sacred represented the interests of the group, bringing the group to a higher level. The profane, on the other hand, involved mundane individual concerns. So although sexuality is beautiful, in my mind, and perhaps such seminars would be of some limited use in a private setting or certainly not in a religious setting, they have no place in a church. But why does the radical left insist upon teaching female masturbation inside a Catholic church? Why? Because that's how they destroy the sacred. By blurring the distinction between the sacred and the profane, there is no longer anything sacred in American society. It all becomes profaned by these, shall I say, sexual minority groups. That's my opening today. There's a lot more to come. 855-400-7282 is the Savage Nation. That's the key to the kingdom. If you care to join the conversation, you can call that number. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Identity Guard, giving you the power. I'm retired federal agent and Identity Guard spokesperson Doug Hess. Your Social Security number, credit card, and bank accounts are who you are. Knowing if this information is exposed online is essential to keeping them secure. Few people have the time or know-how to keep track of it all. Identity Guard is here to help you stay on top of it. But first, here's today's tip. Your Social Security and credit card account numbers are as specific to you as your fingerprints. Email, phone, and text messages are not secure. Don't include these important numbers in any of them. This tip is just one more way Identity Guard is giving you the power in 2013.
Visit IdentityGuard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. Visit IdentityGuard.com/easy.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. From the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. For the simple truth, I'm Michael Savage.
There's a vote traffic eastbound 24 past 51st Street. Looks like a stalled car. Left lane is a block. Traffic slow pretty much from there up towards the Caldecott Tunnel. Northbound 280 at the 101 in San Jose. Stall, third lane from the left is affected. Still heavy traffic on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge. It's going to start pretty much at the incline. Continue to Highway 101. Northbound 101 only slow. Cesar Chavez to the lower deck. Still slow. Northbound 880. Fremont into Hayward. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine, but she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we believe the Internet's not just for sharing pictures of your food in sepia tone. At AdvanceAutoParts.com, it's for finding the right part and getting it delivered straight to your door fast. And when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is completely free. Great deals on parts from the comfort of your couch. Post that to your Twipper list, friend page. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Here's a thought. Why not get a jump on your spring cleaning, starting with your closet? And while you're at it, do something good for your community by donating your gently used clothes, shoes, books, and household items to your East Bay Goodwill stores. Did you know that the proceeds support local job training and placement programs? It's true. Support your East Bay Goodwill stores, who in turn do great things in your community. For locations and information, visit eastbaygoodwill.org. That's eastbaygoodwill.org.
On the next morning show, it's your opportunity to tee off. Oh! Open Line Friday. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
That harmonica's still good. I don't go for the voice anymore. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. It was better 30 years ago. He looks like a grandmother from Bensonhurst now. I don't know what happened to him. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. So I gave you some of the lead stories. U.S. citizens say illegal aliens should be deported. And this is from, amazing, from Reuters and Ipsos. I mean, they're as left-wing as you're going to find. And even their poll is showing most people want the illegals curtailed, not turned into instant citizens. And yet, of course, the politicians are giving us their viewpoint, which is, of course, antithetical to the entire nation's history. You don't take 30 million illegal aliens and grant them amnesty because they broke across the border illegally. Nevertheless, that's what they want. Then we had the sex masturbation tutorial inside a church, but more particularly inside a Catholic chapel at Allegheny College up in Pennsylvania, which I find an example of the degeneracy of the United States of America today, where the sacred and the profane are blurring. There's a blur right now where the profane elements of society have debased the sacred to the extent that religion will no longer exist in this country, except amongst the most religious, which is very interesting unto itself. And that's why I raised the stories, not only show you how the long march for the institutions has almost been complete, which is why, of course, we have Obama, the puppet master, in the White House, because of the 20-year war against the American mind. We could take a man of this low caliber, of this suspicious background, of this of these relationships with known terrorists and put them into the White House without so much as a blip on the screen of the so-called legitimate media is an example of the long march through the institutions. So you say, well, what does the sexual communism have to do with that? It's all interrelated. By breaking down all the walls at every level, the people's minds get broken down. When you no longer have the sacred and everything is a mixture of the sacred and the profane, you don't know whether a man is honest or dishonest, legitimate or illegitimate, competent or incompetent, friend or foe, patriot or something other, and that's what we have going on in America today. Even the left-wing media is turning on Obama. Politico, as left-wing as it gets, wrote an article called Obama the Puppet Master today, saying he's a master at limiting, shaping, and manipulating media coverage, so they got banned by the White House. Here's another article, just made it up to michaelsavage.com. T. Loon Pickens praises Bloomberg for president. You may have heard him as T. Boone Pickens, but I've just renamed him T. Loon Pickens, suddenly coming to New York, saying that Bloomberg would be better, would be a great president, which is astounding. I tell you right now, Bloomberg would not get 10% of the popular vote in this country. T. Loon Pickens praises Bloomberg. We'd be better off if he were in D.C. So you ask yourself why a billionaire in the oil business, in the energy business from Texas, would come to Bloomberg's hometown at a press conference in New York City to unveil the city's first natural gas-powered food truck and talk about clean energy. Why? Follow the money. Because he's selling natural gas. So suddenly Bloomberg, Mr. Nanny, suddenly T. Loon Pickens is in favor of Mr. Nanny. This is what's going on in the country. You don't have to ask yourself what backroom deals these two billionaires are cooking up. It's pretty obvious, isn't it? You ask yourself, what's in it for T. Loon Pickens? And the answer's right in your face. Billionaire oil mogul selling natural gas. You need to be a genius to figure out why T. Loon is pushing this one with Mr. Nanny? That's the country today. That's the country today. What would you like to talk about? 855-400-7282. I still haven't told you where I went and why. I'll tell you where I went and why right now. It's not a big deal, but most people who follow the show really listen to the show, not so much for the information. In general, they listen for the host. Talk radio is about the person who you're listening to. You can get news and information from the internet far quicker than you can from me. So what are you listening to me for? Why are you listening to me instead of watching Wallbanger? Why are you listening to me instead of watching a movie, The Naked City, on Turner Classic Movies? Why are you listening to me instead of listening to one of 700 different outlets you have? There's a reason. You like me. Or you don't like me, but you listen to me because you know I'm interesting, and maybe you can run your own liberal bias against my so-called right-wing bias. Maybe you can help yourself figure things out, because I sound like people who used to make sense in this country, and you want to know what it's all about. Which leads me to another statement, which I haven't told you where I was and why. I mean, it's too many things running through my mind right now to give you all the answers at once. In plain English, I had a small auto accident last week, a minor one. There was a demolition derby in my driveway where I wrecked three expensive cars in less than 10 seconds. This has never happened to me before. So I said, you know what? You better get off that microphone. You better take a break. Because you don't make those mistakes. I'm like Mr. Precise. I'm the kind of guy who puts his shoes under his bed neatly since I'm 5 years old, because I only had one pair of shoes and I wanted to make sure they were shined at night because I was poor. Yeah, I was poor and I wore dead man's pants, as I've explained in my books. I don't have to glorify being poor. I always wished I was rich, incidentally. In fact, I always wished I'd been born rich. I wish I was John Kerry. I wish that I had been a rich kid. But you take what you have and you work your way with what you have. So I'm a precise guy. I'm a very, very organized person. I'm very controlled. I don't wreck things. Within 10 seconds, I wrecked three cars. My legs had been hurting me then. I said, that's it. So where did I go? Take a guess where I went. I didn't go to someplace warm. I didn't go on a cruise ship to eat contaminated norovirus food. I didn't do any of those things. I didn't go to L.A. to drink water with a dead body in the water tank. I went Monday. It's funny because it was President's Day weekend. I couldn't even get a room up in Lake Tahoe. There's a place I love to go in Incline Village, Nevada. I've always loved Nevada. The minute I drive across the border from California, I feel like I can breathe easier. I feel like I've left a communist dictatorship in California. It's always been that way. There's a freedom in Nevada that I don't feel in California. And the scenery in the High Sierra is beyond comprehension. It's possibly the most beautiful place on earth. When you drive from San Francisco on Highway 80, in addition to all of the elements that are waiting for you, I had hoped it would snow, and I saw it would, and it did. So I borrowed a four-wheel drive car, and I had, like, my snow experience for the winter. Teddy had his first snow experience, and he got an instant arthritis. His right foot stopped working. It's like he looked down at it, and in his little coat, as it was coming down, finally, it came late. I think it came Tuesday night. It was supposed to come Monday night, be blanketed Tuesday, and I was going to drive home Wednesday, right? I had it all planned out. It's a place I go right in the lake. It's so gorgeous. It's unbelievable. I've always loved the Four Seasons. You know what I'm saying? But I go up there, and the snow falls at daylight. I take Teddy out in his little coat, his Czech beautiful coat, and he looks at it like, what is this stuff hitting me in the face? It looks like milk. It looks like cream. But, Dad, why is it so cold? And the right foot stops working. And next, he's like Mr. Gimp. He's jumping on 3 feet. I said, oh, God. I had to pick him up, wrap him in a towel, tell him it's cold stuff. Don't worry about it. You'll be okay, and I'm back. And here I am. I feel much better. Life is good. People are wonderful, and radio is great.
Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-467-8616. That's 1-800-467-8616. 1-800-467-8616.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. The Santa Clara man suspected of making explosives at his home and threatening a state senator pleaded not guilty today. He was denied bail. A judge has ordered a trial for a former Contra Costa County man charged with killing his 21-year-old girlfriend in 1999. Prosecutors say the man killed the mother of his child for the insurance money. And Wall Street Maverick is urging Apple investors to pressure the company to share more of its wealth. He urged investors today to send management a message by voting against an Apple proposal at the upcoming annual meeting. Taking a look at the roadways, have a stall still eastbound 24, 51st Street. Left lane is blocked. Northbound 680 at Stone Ridge and Pleasanton. New accident being reported. No lane information on that one. CHP on the way. Northbound 880 Mission Boulevard crash. It's been cleared. Traffic still slow from 237, that is. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560, KSFO.
Unbeatable, unbelievable values. Where have you heard that before? Too many times. So we become immune to the hype. Hi, I'm Richard Russell, and at age 76, I thought I've seen it all. But because of a computer glitch, a major better-end manufacturer found a ton of merchandise they didn't know they had. I got the call and bought the largest amount of goods at the biggest discount in my entire career. And 4 new containers have just come in, and the buys are spectacular. So if you want great savings on better goods, don't miss the President's Sale, where you can save up to 80%. We carry famous brand names such as Better Homes and Gardens, Flexsteel, Drexel, Pennsylvania House, Lauren by Ralph Lauren, and Tommy Bahama. So it does pay to believe, even if it sounds too good to believe. Let us wow you at our President's Sale during February at Russell's Furniture, 2645 El Camino, Santa Clara, and the Outlet Center in Dublin at the Amador Plaza.
Guys, isn't it high time you did something about that ugly toenail fungus? Especially with spring right around the corner? I'm Heather for 800 New Toes. When I produced the Dr. Dean Adele Show, he consistently encouraged listeners with nail fungus to free themselves of this stubborn condition via FDA-approved laser treatment available through the board-certified foot doctors at 800 New Toes. Don't kid yourself. Yes, us gals notice your feet, and yes, it's a deal-breaker. But it doesn't have to be. The New Toes doctors have successfully treated over 10,000 of your Bay Area friends and neighbors. So what are you waiting for? A deal? You got it. The New Toes doctors are offering $100 off treatment now through March 3rd. So get New Toes ASAP. because before you know it, you'll be heading for the beach, the park, the pool, and beyond. Book your appointment today and be on your way to healthy new toes while saving $100. Call 800-NEW-TOES or check out 800newtoes.com. Take a step in the right direction. 800 New Toes.
Looking for the hottest flooring around? Get in for less at Lumber Liquidators Hand Scrape Hardwood Flooring Sale. Can't find gorgeous hand scrape acacia? We've got it for up to 34% less. Get Virginia Millworks pre-finished hand scrape for up to 44% less. Hand scrape laminates for up to 44% less and special extended financing. It's the hottest flooring around and it's all gotta go. Come see it for yourself. Hand Scrape Hardwood Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's gone.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
On the next morning show, it's your opportunity to tee off. Open Line Friday. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
All right. Well, look, I've given you four or five different stories, and I'll tell you, I know which one probably attracted your attention most, which is college hosts' sex masturbation tutorial inside a church. And you have to ask yourself why you find this so offensive. It's not the sex masturbation tutorial, which we've gotten used to, ho-hum, big deal. Oh, you're so wild, you're so free. Oh, great, female orgasm. Oh, how exciting, ho-hum, let's move on. I mean, I'd rather watch cartoons than listen to this garbage anymore. But that these people doing this would do it inside a Catholic church at Allegheny College, inside a chapel dedicated in 1902, is the issue. Why would they do that? Why would they not go to a local synagogue? Why would Kate Weinberg, for example, not go to a local synagogue and get permission from a rabbi? Why wouldn't the other so-called sex educator, Marshall Miller, have gone to a local mosque and asked the imam if they could put on a sex masturbation tutorial? Well, the answer is quite obvious, because they're cowards and they chose a soft target where they have friends in the highest places. That's why they've degenerated the universities to this extent, and especially during Lent, which is so important to the Catholic people. So rather than focusing so much on this, what I consider to be a degeneracy, I really have to talk with you a minute or two about this issue of the sacred and the profane, which was categorized as such by the French sociologist Émile Durkheim. And it came back to me, as I say, as I was thinking about it, why it's so offensive. And in a strange way, since my show is somewhat a lot of subconscious things fly up out of nowhere. Stream of consciousness is one of the themes of my show. I do everything through a stream of consciousness, which is impossible to describe. I also told you that I chose to go away on vacation to the High Sierra, hoping that it would snow, and it did. The weather was off by a day, but it did snow. What does that have to do with the sex inside a church story? It's that snow has always represented to me purity, right? As pure as the driven snow. Is there anything more pure on earth than snow? I don't know what it might be. And I've always found having snow in my face to be a very purifying experience. It's delightful. And since 60% of America is allegedly going to be buried in snow over the next day or two, it kind of fits. So I went up there, that's all, and it was interesting to be up there in a little cottage on next to the Lake Tahoe in Incline Village, Nevada, and the whole issue of Nevada versus California. California is becoming not only an impossible state to live in, but a state that many people are thinking of leaving for numerous reasons, not just taxation. But the flood of illegal aliens is another issue tying into a story I brought up today. It's one thing to have immigrants, it's another thing to have illegal immigrants, and then it's another thing to have a government that panders to illegal immigrants. That's all. So there's other stories I could get to that I haven't really gotten to that I'd like to get to. But here's another story I'll get to. Here's one of the lunatic Vice President Joe foot-in-the-mouth Biden talking about getting a shotgun instead of an assault weapon. You have to listen to the stupidity of the number two man in the White House, the man who carries the nuclear football. Listen to clip six.
So she's asking if a ban goes into effect on certain kinds of weapons and high-capacity magazines.
And what's her name?
Kate.
Kate, if you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun, have the shells, a 12-gauge shotgun, and I promise you, as I told my wife, we live in an area that's wooded and somewhat secluded. I said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here or walk out, put that double-barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house. I promise you, who's ever coming in is not going to... You don't need an AR-15. It's harder to aim, it's harder to use, and in fact, you don't need 30 rounds to protect yourself. Buy a shotgun.
Now, on the face of it, it sounds reasonable, because I've told you the best home defense weapon is a shotgun. But what the lunatic Biden doesn't realize, he just made a bigger idiot out of himself than he already has made in the past. He just said he told his wife, if there's a problem, to take a double-barrel shotgun, put two shells in it, and fire two blasts outside of the house. And then he says, I promise you, whoever's coming is not going to bother you. What he didn't realize is that after she fires the two blasts out of the double-barrel shotgun, there are no blasts left because they've all been, the two of them have been spent. Now, this is an example of the idiocy of the vice president and his campaign to take away the Second Amendment. You understand? I know. We don't need Frito. If you want to get a home defense weapon and a shotgun, you get a Remington that holds, let's say, 8 to 10 shots, a pump shotgun. So you're not limited to two. But this is an example. Don't take any calls on guns because you got the picture. But it gets even stupider to show you how dumb now what we have in the Secretary of State's position. We have Mr. Ketchup, John Kerry. Instead of talking about North Korea and setting off nuclear bombs, instead of talking about the bloodbath in Syria, instead of talking about the Islamists in Egypt killing Christians, instead of talking about the insanity of sending airplanes and tanks to the Islamists in Egypt, here is Mr. Ketchup talking about climate change in clip 5. You're not going to believe it.
We as a nation must have the foresight and the courage to make the investments necessary to safeguard the most sacred trust we keep for our children and our grandchildren, and that is an environment not ravaged by rising seas, deadly superstorms, devastating droughts, and the other hallmarks of a dramatically changing climate. President Obama is committed to moving forward on that, and so am I, and so must you be ready to join us in that effort.
This is incomprehensible. You know he knows he's lying. You know he's double-talking him. He knows no one believes him. And yet they do it anyway. They keep going on and on and on because apparently the media is asleep at the wheel. It's incomprehensible to me. So I'll go to some of your calls now on the stories I brought up on the Savage Nation. And I know what you're going to call about. 855-400-7282. Any topic that I've raised would be good. In a few minutes or in the next hour, if I get to it, I'm going to read you questions that I was sent by a gentleman who would like to do an interview with me. And I'm going to do the interview. I'm not going to tell you who it is. And I'm going to ask you to answer the questions for me. So when I do the interview, I'll have better answers. Because I have my own answers. I like to hear what my listen. Remember I did the New Yorker interview, which is still one of the crowning achievements of my life? I know you don't want to hear that. I'm very proud of that interview. Because when I was a kid, anyone who had a profile by the New Yorker was like a demigod to me. Wow. That was then. This is now. I mean, all of my great jazz heroes, my literary heroes, you name it, were had profiles in the New Yorker. That was considered to me the epitome of a person's, coming of age as an entity in America, right? So when I had that interview, that profile written on me, and it was 09 already in the New Yorker, still a great interview. One of these days I'll get some of the tapes from it and run it. I thought that was, you know, the greatest thing. So, but it keeps going on. I'm still here. So there's going to be new interviews that will be better than that one in some ways. You know what I'm saying? 855-400-7282 is the Savage Nation. Let's begin tonight on the program in New York City on WABC. Claire, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Michael, I'm so glad you're back. Thank you for your vigorous defense of the truth and giving us some measure of sanity each night and a lot of fun also.
That's well put. By the way, that's well put. Truth, measure of insanity. I thought you said measure of insanity. Truth, measure of sanity, et cetera. No, I understand and I do appreciate your listenership. So what's on your mind tonight?
The first story, the Allegheny story, I'd like to make a parallel with it. I was in a doctoral program at Boston College, and according to the brochure, which is a legal document, the mission and philosophy, et cetera, and when I got to the end stages, it was controlled by Ivy League people with radical notions who have no idea of the mission and philosophy. So I paid for abuse.
But listen, Claire, most of the Ivy League colleges were established as Christian universities. They've now been taken over almost entirely by anti-Christian elements. Is that correct?
Yes. And this,
I mean, so I summarized what you're trying to say in shorter terms, but I would like to go away from the Christian, anti-Christian to the sacred and the profane, because I'm sure as an educated woman, you got that from me, right? When I talked about the sacred and the profane being muted now by the degenerate left and why they're doing it.
I did, but what I...
All right, now, son, here's a new phrase that no one's ever used in the history of talk radio that everyone will try to copy by tomorrow morning, sexual communism. Do you understand what I mean by sexual communism?
Oh, I do.
See, you got it with those two words, bingo. That explains everything. In other words, what does a seminar on sex and masturbation inside a church or a college have to do with sexual communism? The answer is everything. If you break down the sacred... And you smear everything with the profane. Eventually, people give up on tradition and family. You break up the family. Marx was anti-family. Karl Marx wrote that the bourgeois family must be destroyed in order for the society to evolve into a socialist whole. I understand all of this because I'm one of the few people in America, let's say in American media, who's actually read Das Kapital. I understand what he was after, and I do understand how far gone we are. Thank you so much for listening to The Savage Nation. Now let's go across the country to my hometown of San Francisco. Cal on KSFO in my hometown of the beautiful San Francisco. Cal, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Speaking of Nevada, how about just the freedom to have a cocktail at a bar after 2 in the morning if you feel like it?
Yeah. Well, no, in California you have the freedom for everything that is, well, let's put it this way. Drugs are good. Marijuana is great. Prescription drugs are even better, and a soda is dangerous.
Everything's dangerous in California these days. But on the subject of the sacred and the profanity, if I may, Dr. Savage, one of the things I've learned from being a member of the Savage Nation, all the way back to when you were originally on KSFO, there's really both the abstract and the reality. When it comes to the interest of the hard left, attempting to transform America. And what I mean by that, of course, is you always outline your philosophy very well, and then you always give us a clear distinction of the mechanics at work. And I have to tell you, I'm getting the feeling that this almost has to happen to America now, because there's two things that have happened that convince me that we are well into it, and this transformation is going to have to happen first before America does what it is with it. And for me, there's two events. Number one, in the end, it was that occupation movement. The fact that they let that happen in America and gave it credence, that was just ridiculous. And
wait, hold on. That's important. To see billionaires saluting the Occupy movement, to see leaders of this state permit these degenerate communists to close down the port of Oakland and other ports is astonishing to me. I hear what you're saying.
The governor should have called the National Guard. Any governor?
Absolutely. They should have been thrown into a paddy wagon and taken away by their scrawny necks.
And the other thing, which is still I'm still dealing with and I'm convinced is the proverbial reality check, is the assassination of our ambassador without anything, without any concern for it. As if it's...
Well, remember what Hillary Clinton said? What difference does it make?
At this point, does it make?
You remember that one, Cal?
All too well, and it was all too reminiscent of certain scenes from Germany in the early 30s.
Well, I don't necessarily want to go there for a couple of reasons. One, because although there are certainly parallels, I don't know that Germany is the parallel that I would use. I would possibly use Mussolini's Italy rather than Hitler's Germany as a parallel to what's happening in this country right now. But even that's not appropriate, because what's happening right now is a melange, a mixture of various elements rather than something set in a historical fact of reality. So, but what's your main point, Cal, because I'm losing it?
We're going through the root canal period here in America, where we're going to have to go. The president's reelection may be what we need for this church reference you're making. We have to go through all this before the pus is taken out of the dental work.
Are you saying that Obama's election and the profanity that has invaded and infected our society, the drugging of our society, is a necessary treatment in order to have the pendulum swing to the other side, for the people to revolt? Isn't that what you're hinting at?
I am saying that. I learned it directly from the doctrine of the savage nation.
But Cal, who is going to lead this revolt? Where is the man on the white horse? Every time someone has stood up, any decent man, whether it's Alan West in Florida, I can name a few others, they are smeared. They are smeared. They are debased. They are ruined by their own party. So where is the hope to come from?
That's what remains to be seen. You know, when we do.
Okay, no, and I agree with you. It remains to be seen, but we haven't seen it yet. That's just the point. Every time we've had a genuine hero who could lead this nation out of the cesspool and take us away from the sewer pipe that has infected every mind in this country, that person has been besmirched, smeared, dragged over the hot coals by the illegitimate left. And I'll tell you something even worse, Cal. Some of the smears of the radical left have been picked up by the phony conservatives in the media who have used their smears against me. Would you believe that?
Oh, it's written all over what used to be a decent Fox News now, I'm afraid.
No, but they haven't smeared me. They've just ignored me. There are phonies in the media who paint themselves with the Constitution, who have taken the actual smears created by George Soros' front groups and applied them to me. But that's for another time, Cal. I want to thank you so much for being an avid and loyal listener on KSFO. We're running so short of time, which is what's great about talk radio, which is tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Those of us who live by the clock don't want to die by the clock. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282, Savage.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earned to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. For the simple truth, I'm Michael Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
KSFO traffic eastbound 80 Buchanan Street. Looks like a car conked out in the left lane. Traffic backed up behind it. Eastbound 80 at Hilltop. Further up the road, looks like you might have an accident there. CHP is on the way. Eastbound 580 San Quentin getting reports of a stalled car. And northbound 101 at Tamil Pius Drive, four-car crash. Right lane is blocked. CHP is running a traffic break. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, check this out. For the first time that we at Cash Call know of, and we've been doing this a long time, Cash Call is offering a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at 2.75% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 2.75%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 15 years. Are you kidding me? Look, even if you refinanced recently, invest a little time to put savings in your pocket every month for the next 15 years. Thanks, Mr. Fed. Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you'll save. Don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 2.75% 15-year money today.
Must own no other properties. No self-employment. Otherwise, higher rate will apply. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms or restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law License, NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Guys, isn't it high time you did something about that ugly toenail fungus? Especially with spring right around the corner? I'm Heather for 800 New Toes. When I produced the Dr. Dean Adele Show, he consistently encouraged listeners with nail fungus to free themselves of this stubborn condition via FDA-approved laser treatment available through the board-certified foot doctors at 800 New Toes. Don't kid yourself. Yes, us gals notice your feet, and yes, it's a deal breaker. But it doesn't have to be. The New Toes doctors have successfully treated over 10,000 of your Bay Area friends and neighbors. So what are you waiting for? A deal? You got it. The New Toes doctors are offering $100 off treatment now through March 3rd. So get New Toes ASAP, because before you know it, you'll be heading for the beach, the park, the pool, and beyond. Book your appointment today and be on your way to healthy new toes while saving $100. Call 800-NEW-TOES or check out 800newtoes.com. Take a step in the right direction. 800-NEW-TOES.
In the market for a used car? Nobody gives you the right tools to come out on top like Carfax. Make sure you visit a Carfax Advantage dealer. They'll give you a Carfax report free. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
Viva Las Vegas. Get two nights with breakfast at the world-famous Palms Casino Resort for $139. Visit SweetJack.com now.
Sweet Jack. Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
On the next morning show, it's your opportunity to tee off. Open Line Friday. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
The world is upside down, yet the people's opinions haven't really changed. You may think they've changed because of the lies, the constant lies and propaganda that come out of the so-called media in this country, which has disappeared. You well know that you lost your country when you lost your media. The media was supposed to be the watchdog for the average person. Instead, they become part and parcel of the Obama administration. So all you have are guys like me. A few of us in the media, a few of us who are still lucky enough to be on the microphones in front of cameras and on the internet, are the only thing that stands between you and the abyss, the total loss of everything decent and sacred in the society. That's the whole story in a nutshell. Every poll shows that the people's opinions have not changed. Every poll shows that the polls are completely out of touch with the people and don't care, could care less. They don't care, you don't exist. You are peons to them. The Tsar of Russia had a more... let us say a more liberal view of the people of Russia than people like Bloomberg and Obama have of you. You heard what I just said? The Tsar of Russia probably had more affection for the people of Russia of that time than these cut-off billionaire elitists, if you want to call them that, I don't even like the word, have of the average American. They spit at you. They think that you're nothing. They think you're stupid, a moron, something to be manipulated and lied to, and because you have no power, you could do nothing to them, and you will do nothing, because all you care about is sports and entertainment and pornography. That's what they think of you, and that's why we have what we have today. That's how these dictators are growing by leaps and bounds. That's how this dictatorship is metastasizing in the United States of America. And that's why I talked to you today, at the beginning of the show, about the blurring of the sacred and the profane. how a college could permit a sex and masturbation tutorial inside a Catholic chapel is, to me, an example of the bottom of the bottom. It can't get any worse. Well, it could. It could get worse. Next year, these degenerate sex educators can come in and actually have live sex in the chapel on the pulpit and say, isn't that wild and great? And then they'll go to the dean. They got a dean of the college. Dean. You see who took over colleges today? Have you looked at them? Have you taken a look at who's running the colleges today? The dean says it's wonderful. The so-called, what do they call him, a priest? Whatever, who runs the church? Wait, they went to the church. Chaplain. Have you seen who the chaplains are today in the colleges? In statements to the college Fix, the college's chaplain defended the sex and orgasm event and the location in the church. This is the chaplain now, calling its theme responsible. And a campus spokesmouth said it offered, quote, a great message. So look at who's running these colleges. Look who took over wherever you turn. So why am I going on about this? Because I'm trying to explain to you. Sexual communism is something that is not well understood in the United States of America. Sexual communism has been and is being used to destroy the institutions of family and marriage. And there is a reason for that. But you have to have read Karl Marx's Das Kapital and to find that piece where he says the bourgeois family must be destroyed for communism to emerge. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? More when I come back, right here on the Savage Nation.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Let's go to michaelsavage.com, home of borders, language, and culture, for today, Thursday, February 21, 2013. Top right, Obama's obedient lapdog. Amazing article. Inside the Jesse High Jackson Jr. scheme. How did he manage to illegally accumulate so much stuff over a seven-year period? Very simple. He threatened everybody with boycotts and protests. Okay, it's called Rent the Mob. I mean, Jesse Jackson Jr.? Why do you think I call him High Jackson? From investors.com, the Jackson graft case further indicts the Black Caucus. Really? The sacred cow? The Black Caucus? They could do no harm. The CARE boss wants to prosecute Americans who insult Islam. That's right. Creeping Sharia says he urges applying Islamic law, which could mean death here in America. Speaking of that, Obama's friends in Egypt are moving to ban the selling of alcohol. Hey, that should really help the tourist industry on the Nile. Al Gore's $500 million Trojan horse. An expert says the U.S. is in a cyber war arms race with China and Russia. Well, don't believe me. I wrote A Time for War, where I ask, is China already at war with us? Don't buy the book. It might scare you. You know, read Red Riding Hood. Actually, Little Red Riding Hood would be a good book to read along with A Time for War, because it's the big Red Riding Hood. Colorado Task Force recommends pot tourism. Inmates get salaries behind bars. Sandy Hook Elementary School was chosen by the maniac Lanza because it was an easy target. You hear this? There were no guns. Bill Ayers, the friend of Obama, has one plan in mind: the violent destruction of the U.S., according to FBI informant Larry Grathwall. Wow. Jihad preacher in England says milk the welfare system. See, bring more of them in there. More Islamists to England. Savage number one in New York City. If you haven't read it and weep. I'm number one after only 2 months on WABC in two major demographics. How'd that happen? NBC hires the Obama strategist David Axelrod is a political analyst. Really? There's a government media complex? Wow. United Kingdom is to give a mother of 11 a mansion because she complained her two government homes are cramped. How's that for socialism? And you can call me at 855-400-7282 and join the conversation. Here in San Francisco, two men were tied up and attacked with hatchets. You heard me. A home invasion by men wielding hatchets. Tied up. They won't identify the attackers, of course, because they don't look like Timothy McVeigh. Most likely they were nuns who did the attacking, or Orthodox rabbis in black outfits. You could be sure of that, or else they would have showed them, as you well know. But the cards, those people with a sense of humor, said, oh, there was a hatchet attack in the Noe Valley. And they wrote things such as, if it was not for the NHA, the National Hatchets Association, and their ilk, this wouldn't have happened. Another one wrote, ban those assault hatchets right now. You know, now we have to arm everyone with a hatchet. Another one wrote, sounds like a hatchet job to me. Another one wrote, was it a legal hatchet or an assault hatchet? Mm-hmm. Another one wrote, that's why I keep an AR-15 and an M9 close by. 2 seconds to load the magazine, 2 seconds to affix the M9, and if the 556 rounds don't stop the attackers, the M9 being plunged into the attacker's thoracic cavity will. Well, let's hope that Senator Feinstein doesn't ban hatchets, because then all those Boy Scouts who have little hatchets in the woods will have to bury them in the woods, along with their daddy's assault rifles. You may say this is not a joking offense. Well, it's not a joking offense, but I'll tell you what the joke is. The joke is the newspaper that won't identify the perps. And the joke is the idiot politicians who are obviously out of their minds, who don't understand that if these two men had guns, the three men with hatchets would be dead, and they wouldn't have been tied up and axed. But look, don't call me on that one. I mean, there's nothing here nor there. Facebook paid no income tax last year. Now, for about 2 years, I've been alerting America to the fact that General Electric pays no income taxes on over $5 billion in income. But they're not the worst of the corporate income tax avoiders. As you know, GE owns MSNBC and NBC. They visit the White House. Jeffrey Immelt, as you well know, is the head of the Jobs Council. How'd that work out for America? Zero income tax because he's a friend of the golfer in the White House. Now it turns out that Zuckerberg's Facebook did not pay a dime in federal estate income tax last year. But wait, it gets worse. But will actually receive tax refunds of $429 million, according to a new report. How is that profit? How is that possible? You see, Facebook made a pre-tax profit of $1.06 billion last year, but it had a special tax break given to him by Obama. The tax deductibility of executive stock options, says the report from the Citizens for Tax Justice, is what did it. That reduced Facebook's federal and state income taxes by $1.03 billion last year. But it's carrying forward another $2-plus billion in additional tax option tax breaks for use in future years. In other words, Zuckerberg invited to the White House zero income tax for his company Facebook. General Electric in the White House, zero income tax on income. Boeing, zero income tax. Goldman Sachs, zero income tax. I pointed a lot of this out in one of my books. You paid no attention because it didn't come from a left winger. Well, I got good news for you. Now it's coming from a left winger named Bernie Sanders, socialist from Vermont, who is highlighting the issue. Bernie Sanders has compiled a list of the worst corporate income tax avoiders, including the names I have just mentioned. Mark it down. Facebook earned over $1 billion, pre-tax profit of $1 billion, paid zero in state taxes or federal taxes. How's that for their fair share? An article came out on the Fox News site that said, why is the Department of Homeland Security buying so many bullets? It's an Associated Press propaganda piece, no doubt. But what they're doing is Fox News is now running AP stories as though it's the gospel. And I, as a watchdog of the media and of government, yeah, that's my job. What do you think I'm doing in the media? What do you think my job is? You think it's to be someone who gets a chill up his leg when the president speaks? No, my job is to make sure that there's no chill running up your leg. And the thing is this, why is the Department of Homeland Security buying so many bullets? So let me read you the story and tell you why I don't believe it. It's, I think, propaganda. Second story for this hour in the Savage Nation is this. Many of you have gone to the bookstore and bought A Time for War. What's your favorite scene in A Time for War? And I'll read it on the air. Came out, it's fresh, it's an appropriate topic. I'll read the favorite scenes from A Time for War on this show at 855-400-7282. Since I have a perfect voice with perfect pitch, and dogs love the voice, listeners love the voice, my dulcet tones put people to sleep at night if they want to go to sleep, wakes them up if they want to wake up. I will read from my novel A Time for War. I'll be right back. This is The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Identity Guard, giving you the power. I'm retired federal agent and Identity Guard spokesperson Doug Hess. Your Social Security number, credit card, and bank accounts are who you are. Knowing if this information is exposed online is essential to keeping them secure. Few people have the time or know-how to keep track of it all. Identity Guard is here to help you stay on top of it. But first, here's today's tip. Your Social Security and credit card account numbers are as specific to you as your fingerprints. Email, phone, and text messages are not secure. Don't include these important numbers in any of them. This tip is just one more way Identity Guard is giving you the power in 2013.
Visit IdentityGuard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. Visit IdentityGuard.com/easy.
Hey, look, I have some great news, Americans. If you're determined to do your best and start 2013 on the right foot, first you need to go and look your best. If you have stained and yellow teeth, that could be an embarrassment, especially during job interviews or at a business meeting. And like you, thousands had tried whitening toothpaste, and they just don't make those ugly stains go away. Strips, they're messy. They're painful with sensitivity. That's why I recommend Power Swabs. It's the first tooth whitening system that lifts stains off of your teeth in 5 minutes and 6 shades whiter in 7 days. And unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth, veneers, bonding caps, and crowns. Call right now and receive it for 50% off the normal price. Dial 1-800-976-5403. Write it down. 1-800-976-5403. Start showing off your beautiful teeth and smiling more. Try Power Swabs risk-free today. Call 1-800-976-5403. 1-800-976-5403 for a whiter smile.
The best damn morning show, period.
Lou was in the room when Obama was being briefed on the Benghazi consulate attack. He refuses to say who's delivering the briefing. We're talking about the security of the United States of America. Barry Bonds could easily go to jail because of steroid use. And we're talking about people who are screwing the United States of America, and there are 4 dead Americans. That's the big difference here.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-567-9916 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-567-9916.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar. I'm excited to tell you about our revolutionary program that's turning the industry on its head. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs, because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-381-3900. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-381-3900. That's 800-381-3900.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Your favorite radio station really helps you out. It wakes you up in the morning, plays the music you love all day, and keeps you in touch with what's happening around you. Now, it just got better. Thanks to iHeartRadio, you can take your favorite station in your mobile device, including iPhone, iPad, Android, Windows Phone, and more. Download the free iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com. Your favorite station with the music and personalities you love is always just a click away. Thanks to iHeartRadio.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Why is the Department of Homeland Security buying so many bullets? Online rumors about a big government munitions purchase are true, sort of, says the AP. The Homeland Security Department wants to buy more than 1.6 billion rounds of ammo in the next 4 or 5 years. Homeland Security says it needs them. Roughly the equivalent of putting 5 bullets into every person in the United States for law enforcement agencies in training and on duty. But conspiracy theorists don't buy it. They say that the government's getting ready for a war against the people. The government's explanation is much less sinister, says the article. Federal solicitations to buy the bullets are known as strategic sourcing contracts, which help the government get a low price for a big purchase, says Peggy Dixon, spokesmouth for the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center in Glencoe, Georgia. So they say that they're using 15 million rounds of ammo every year at the training center, mostly on shooting ranges and in training exercises. 15 million rounds of training ammo every year. Dixon said one of the contracts would allow Homeland Security to buy up to 750 million rounds of ammo over the next 5 years, they say, for training. Well, let me put this in context for those of you who are not into guns. I looked this up, and I found an article from, well, it's the same this year, actually. During the Iraq War, the U.S. military used 70 million rounds of ammo per year. Put that in your head. Just carry that number. During the entire Iraq War, the U.S. military used 70 million rounds of ammunition per year. So why does the Homeland Security Department need 750 million rounds of various types of ammo, some of which can penetrate walls? That is enough ammo to empty 5 rounds into the body of every living American, if that's what they wanted to do. Something is odd about this. There's another element about this that's odd to those of us who are watching these things. Why are they using hollow point ammunition for training purposes? You never shoot hollow point ammunition at paper targets. Hollow point ammunition is made for one thing only. It's to expand in a human body and kill a person. It's to rip and tear flesh to make sure the person who was shot never gets up and that doesn't survive the gunshot. Okay? Why is the Department of Homeland Security buying so many bullets? I've given you their official explanation. I've put it in context with the number of bullets used in the entire Iraq War, 70 million rounds of ammo per year, and now Homeland Security wants 1.6 billion rounds for the next 4 or 5 years. What are they getting ready for? So the real question is this. Do you believe the government? That's as simple as that. If you believe the government, tell me why it's feasible that they need 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition for target practice. Because that's what they say they're using it for. If not, call me at 855-407-2282. Or, as again I say, for entertainment purposes, what is your favorite scene from my novel, A Time for War? I'd like to hear about it. It's The Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-400-7282. Let's begin in Texas. Tim, KLIF, what's on your mind tonight? Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Michael, I'm reading your book, A Time for War, and I was struck by the chapter 2, page 25, where you're talking about the painting William Bradford and the ship, the three-masted ship stuck in the ice. And I actually had to go on the internet and just kind of, you know, research that myself just to get a visual of it. And I just really appreciate the way you wrote that, and I thought that was really amazing. Thank you.
Well, that's beautiful, and I'm glad you picked on that. So I'm gonna do this on air with you hanging up. See, most people assume that because I'm a Neanderthal right-winger, the novel is simply a Joe Palooka cartoon. What they don't understand is that if you typecast the person, it's called prejudice. Prejudice means prejudging. So let's say you're not supposed to be prejudiced against minorities. That's a given, right? You know that. I mean, everyone knows not to be prejudiced against minorities. That's absolutely a truth.
Well, you can't be prejudiced against conservatives either. You never know what a conservative might be. Some of us might be highly educated and highly literate. You never can tell. So in my novel, A Time for War, there's a chapter called Two, and I'm going to read you the page to show you the range and the depth of my artistry. San Francisco, California. The Young Museum always gave Jack what he needed. Jack knew that artists didn't just capture moments of real life. They invested in those moments with their willpower and their most personal selves. They found meaning, then guided their audience to it. Jack felt like they were passing him a bright, undying torch. Sometimes he needed to stare for half an hour at the Herder Brothers' mantelpiece for Thurlow Lodge. Its wood carving was beyond fine. It was incredible. He could follow the chisel work of the bones and sinews of the hounds taking down a wild boar as if the marks were moving under his eyes. The craftsmanship did more than remind him of the importance of depth, details, and patience in his work. It recreated a feeling of proud diligence within him. Other times when he was in the museum, it was scene in the Arctic that absorbed him. William Bradford's painting showed a three-masted tall ship in the distance, stuck in the ice, completely isolated under a gray sky, as impersonal as a judgment. The men on the ship were invisible, yet the impact of their story was heavy in the paint. They had been sentenced to die in the cold. Their bravery staggered Jack, and if his courage ever faltered him from full speed ahead, these dying men restored it. Today, though, Jack needed The Iron Worker's Noontime by Thomas Anschutz. It was an oil painting of 19th-century workers at a foundry. Though the men were on break, none of them were resting. Most of their lean musculature was still in motion mid-action. The ones whose bodies were still, it was clear their minds were driving forward. They were all ready to get going and continue fulfilling their fierce mission to build this nation. "Break's over," Jack said to himself. The phone rang from his jacket pocket. His ringtone was the soldier's song, the Irish national anthem. It reminded him that he wasn't the only one picked on by the British. Anyway, that's how the novel moves on. That's that man's favorite scene. Two questions on the Savage Nation. Do you believe the government is buying the bullets for target practice? And what is your favorite scene from my new thriller, A Time for War? Okay, so let's go to the ammo now. Dominic on WABC, you're first up in this segment on the Hollow Point story. What do they need it for?
I tell you the truth, it's not for target practice. It's too expensive. When I was on the job, I'm a retired cop from Jersey. And when I was on the job, we used wad cutters, 38 wad cutters, which were much cheaper. NATO outlaws the hollow nose. The only time people use hollow nose bullets is when they go hunting, because they want to take an animal down. It rips when it goes into the skin. It tears everything up inside.
Last year, the request was from ICE, the agency that does nothing to protect our borders other than wave the immigrants across. ICE bought 450 million rounds of 40 caliber duty ammo. Okay, that's duty ammo. 40 million rounds of rifle ammo a year for as many as 5 years, for a total bullet buy of 200 million rounds. 176,000 rifle rounds in a separate contract, 25,000 blank rounds. Well, what does Homeland Security need 1.6 billion rounds of hollow point over the next 4 or 5 years? What are they getting ready for is what worries many people who are not conspiracists, but ordinary Americans. It should scare you. Don't you think, Dominic, there's something wrong here?
It definitely is. There's something.
All right. I think so. And I think there should be a congressional order to stop them from purchasing hollow point ammunition. There's another reason they're doing this, which I touched on the other day. Albuquerque, KTBL Radio, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Dusty, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi. The reason I think that the government is buying all the ammunition is to keep it out of the hands of the people. If they can't outlaw the guns quick enough, then they at least want to have all the ammunition on their side.
Well, they can't get all the ammo, but they've already driven up the price of ammunition by at least 100% in the last several months. You know that, right?
Yes, I do, unfortunately.
Okay, so the government is trying to dry up the supply of ammunition to, I guess, discourage all of the would-be terrorists in America who own hunting rifles from buying ammunition. They figure they're all dumb white men who work for minimum wages in a box store. And instead of spending their spare money on ammunition, they'll now save it up to buy a bottle of Jack Daniels or some cheap booze or whatever. You know, they have a wonderful view of the average American gun owner. They think he's some kind of guy out of Deliverance.
Savage.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. From the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. For the simple truth, I'm Michael Savage.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Sound Talk 560 KSFO. More than a dozen students have been occupying an administration building at San Francisco City College tonight. The student says the chancellor has refused to give them a voice as the college struggles to keep its accreditation. A woman allegedly sexually assaulted by a nurse at Fremont's Washington Hospital has filed a federal lawsuit against the nurse and the hospital. The suit claims the hospital did not do a proper background check before hiring the nurse. And the FBI has finished digging at an abandoned well near Stockton in a search for more victims of the so-called speed freak killers. Officials say no remains were found after a big dig that began weeks ago. Taking a look at the roadways, the biggest story again is going to be southbound 19th Avenue near Yoloa. Left lane blocked for overnight road work because of an earlier drain pipe leak. Traffic is backed up several blocks trying to approach the scene. I'm Dave Fowler, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
All right, good news, KSFO listeners. You have been responding in great numbers to Plumbing Tech and Repipe. They're a Bay Area-wide full-service plumbing company that specializes in replacing your old galvanized pipes with brand-new copper pipes all in one day. That's right, one day. Changing out your old pipes, well, it's going to dramatically increase your water pressure so you don't have to worry about getting scalded in the shower from someone turning on an outside sprinkler, the washing machine, the dishwasher, or flushing the toilet. All the work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential jobs. Their rates are extremely competitive. Now, here's the good news. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe right now, and they'll throw in a brand new residential standard water heater that's a $1,200 value with every repipe job they complete. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. 866-201-8682. They're online, plumbingtechandrepipe.com. That's Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682.
At Advance Auto Parts, we believe the Internet's not just for sharing pictures of your food in sepia tone. At AdvancedAutoParts.com, it's for finding the right part and getting it delivered straight to your door fast. And when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is completely free. Great deals on parts from the comfort of your couch. Post that to your Twipper list, friend. H. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple pane windows when you call now. 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
On the next morning show, it's your opportunity to tee off.
Oh!
Open Line Friday. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
Major General Jerry Curry is a decorated combat veteran, Army Ranger, and a former Deputy Secretary of Defense who has an interesting take on why American culture has become so violent. General Curry, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be with you today.
Well, do you think America is and always has been a gun culture?
I don't think so. Not in the sense of guns being sort of elevated to a place of primacy like they have been here. We have always used them, but we've always used them because we needed them. The Pilgrims had to go hunting. We had to do it in the Revolutionary War because that's the only way we could fight England. But aside from that kind of a thing, I don't think we have been a gun culture, no.
What do you see as the source of violent culture in America?
I think we have failed our people. Now, I say we, I'm talking about the leadership of America, has just flat failed the United States. For example, where are the people like Martin Luther King? We had Martin Luther King back some years ago, and he was leading us, all of us. He had a dream not just for black people. He had a dream for white people, for Hispanics, for American Indians. He had a dream for all of them, and his dream elevated the American people. He elevated them up to a level where there was some dignity, there was some understanding, there was some quality of life. In fact, I remember one quote of his, which was, "Let's not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred." Man, that's good stuff. And that's what our president and that's what our congressional leaders should be giving us today, and they are not giving us that today.
You mentioned the word dignity. Have we lost the ability to be dignified to each other?
Yeah, I think we haven't lost the ability, but we have lost the use of it, that's for sure. We are not being dignified and not treating each other with the kind of gentleness that I think our forefathers would have wanted us to be treated with. This, you know, we're looking at sequestration right now, and everybody is going through the roof and all that sort of stuff. Let's stop and just back off a few years when I was a little boy growing up. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt was president. What was his problem? His problem was America was out of work, period, across the board. Long, long, long lines of people just trying to get enough food to survive. And that was what was going on at that time, and nobody thought much of the idea that the President of the United States would take that on his shoulders. He took that burden of America on his shoulders, and he said, yes, we're out of work, but we have the ability and we have the willingness and we have the right, really, to go out there and to correct this problem, and I'm going to lead us into the sunshine of a new day. And that's exactly what he did.
What do you see as some of the fallout of this loss of dignity in our current political climate?
It's crassness. It's crudeness. It's a lack of understanding of the other man's problem. It's a lack of being concerned about your neighbor down the street. Those are some of the fallouts, and our life is becoming much more coarse than it was 20 years ago.
Okay, so what traditional values should be embraced as a society to help combat this violent culture?
When I was a young boy, I grew up on a farm in western Pennsylvania, and I went to a country school, you know, like you see in the movies and on television. I went to one of those kinds of schools, and as I went to that school, every room in that school, framed on the wall, was the Ten Commandments. And essentially what the teachers did is, as life went on through our school day or our school week, she would refer to these Ten Commandments. And what she was doing was teaching us that there are certain standards of conduct. There are, murder, for example, is wrong. Killing is wrong. And she would keep casually allude to it. By the time I finished the eighth grade, I haven't learned a lot of things perhaps that I should have about physics, but I learned an awful lot about conduct and how to treat your fellow man and how to be nice to the people who were in the desk on your left and on your right, and how to be the kind of person America needed.
Switching gears, you have special experience in the field of military acquisitions. Does it concern you that DHS and other departments are stockpiling ammo and drying up supply?
Something smells. Something is seriously wrong. The fact that Homeland Security, for example, this time last year, then until now, has purchased almost 2 billion rounds of ammunition. And when you consider that you can fight a war, a whole year of a war, on something less than, probably 6 to 10 million rounds of ammunition. But something is not right, and I don't understand why it is that our congressmen won't stand up, look the president in the face and say, Mr. President, sequestration's a joke. Let's get down to something serious. Something serious is you have all of these administrative departments like Health and Human Services, for example. You have them out there buying millions and millions and millions, hundreds of millions of rounds of ammunition. What are you doing? What is this all about? What are you up to? Because we are going to cut off your budget, and you won't get another dime if you don't come clean about what you're doing.
If you had to guess, who do you think in the government is buying up so much ammo and why?
My guess is that nobody really knows, and this is way off, nobody really knows what President Obama is up to. I don't have a clue as to what that man's trying to do with the United States. It is very obvious to me that he is not concerned about jobs. He is not concerned about the spending limits. Those things are very clear. And it's also very clear that he will tell you one thing, and then tomorrow he goes out and tells you just the opposite, which is very much like the Muslims. You know, they have that kind of training on how to lie. And that's what we're getting out of him. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the problem is. But it's very clear to me that the President of the United States cannot be trusted.
Ammo purchases is in the background of this push for gun control, isn't it? And that's the cause for the greater concern, I think.
Yeah, it is. Because you're asking yourself all the time, you know, is there going to be some kind of a war? That is he going to, through the force of arms, try to take over America and run it as a dictatorship? This is the kind of stuff you expect out of the Middle East, out of African countries. It's not what you expect out of America.
Why do you think these assault weapons bans, quote-unquote, serve not to protect the public? General, can you explain why?
Well, the weapons are really not a problem for us. I went in the Army as a private. And I worked my way up through the ranks, through the wars, and finally became a major general before I retired out of the service. And in going through that kind of life, it became very obvious to me that some people live and some people die. If you live through this, it's a wonderful thing. If you don't live through it, sorry about that. Let's take a look at schools. The most dangerous school system, I'm talking in terms of the students and the teachers, the most dangerous school system in the world is Israel. And the way Israel has solved their problem is very simple. They go about doing some simple things, such as access to all schools very closely controlled. They have fences, barbed wire fences built to help protect and take care of traffic control. Coming in and out. They have armed guards in every single school in Israel. They have given the right to the teachers who want to carry arms. Now, that's the sort of thing that has brought their security. We talk in America about gun violence as if a gun could kill a gun. You know, when you live, now I remember where I was. When you've lived in a foxhole as long as I have, one of the things you learn is this. Guns become your friends. They're keeping you alive. They're saving your life. They're saving your buddy's life. You don't get concerned about assault weapons that it's a bad thing. Now, my goodness, forget all that garbage. The answer is you do whatever you need to do to stay alive, and if assault weapons is what you need, you use them without even thinking about it.
Well, how do we correct this course that we're on?
We get a new president. we get a new Congress. And I'm talking about Republicans as well as Democrats. This is not an all-Democrat problem. It's led by the Democrats, but the Republicans have acquiesced, and they are just sort of wandering around in the wake of the Democrats. We need to get some people up there. Well, we need some people like Franklin Delano Roosevelt. You know, I mean, I recall that he was asked almost the question you asked me, and his answer to that question was this. He says, "This great nation will endure as it has endured. We will revise and we will prosper. Our greatest primary task is to put people to work." Doesn't that sound interesting? "This is no unsolvable problem if we face it wisely and courageously. That's how we get this job done."
Major General Jerry Curry, a true American hero, thank you for your service and for joining us today on The Savage Nation.
My pleasure, and I'm delighted to be with Michael Savage.
I'm Michael Savage, and I'll be right back. Take the other side, where someone is going to justify why they're buying the ammo, and I want to give people both sides. Maybe it'll put a lot of us conspiracists a moment of rest. Clay on WFTL, welcome to the Savage Nation. Thanks for calling from Florida. So you are a federal agent, and what's your opinion, please?
Well, I don't know, really agree with the Homeland Security buying that amount of bullets, but I know that we practice with hollow point bullets. We were told that when we do this, that, you know, the trajectory and the different ballistics on these bullets, that we will practice with these bullets and we'll know what they're going to do whenever we hit the target.
I buy that. By the way, that's absolutely true, because firing a round, the target round, is a totally different experience than firing, let us say, an operational round, to put it in jargon, right? And if you're going to use a hollow point bullet in an actual situation in your, you know, police work, so if you're using target rounds, the gun's going to handle differently in plain English, right?
Well, that is exactly right. That's true, and that's what we were told. But that is a lot of ammunition, 1.6 billion rounds. I mean, you really can't even get your hand around that figure whenever you said earlier that, you know.
No, that's what I'm saying. And then someone added it up and said it's enough to put five bullets in every living American. I mean, they put it in an inflammatory, you know, context. But what do they need all of that ammo for?
That's what you and many people around the United States are really. We don't trust these people. We just don't trust the government. So that's really it's really.
Now remember, you know, Clay, you're a federal agent. I won't ask for any more. But during the Iraq War, I researched it. The U.S. military used a total of 70 million rounds of ammo per year. Compare that with the 1.6 billion rounds of ammo in the next 4 or 5 years that DHS wants to use. Some of this ammo can penetrate walls. Why? I mean, what is the mission of the Department of Homeland Security such that it needs such ammunition? That's all. I appreciate, I mean, see, here's a federal agent who says, yes, we use it. Okay, so it puts us to rest on that issue. They do use it in training. I am glad to hear it. Okay, but why do they need so much of it? Something doesn't make sense here, and people are very worried about it. Thomas on WMAL in Washington, D.C., the heart of government, where officials of the government are hearing Michael Savage for the first time in my 18-year career. They don't know who I am. So who's that guy? What the hell, what's he talking about? Saying, well, let's listen. Maybe they can learn something. So I'm glad we're getting good callers out of this. The biggest station, by the way, in Washington, D.C. I was never on it in all my years. Everybody wants to be on this station. There's like certain things as a talk radio host you want in your life. You want to be on WABC. You want to be on WMAL. You want to be on KLIF. Shall I name the stations? I mean, there are stations you want to be on. This is one of them. Jim, welcome from Washington, D.C. Go ahead, please. Oh, I hit the wrong button. Give me line three, guys. I meant line three. Give me line three. Go ahead. Thomas, you're up. Go ahead, please.
Go. How are you? Hey, I'm a defense contractor, and I'm a licensed weapons manufacturer, so I understand both sides of this. What Homeland Security is doing here is they're issuing a contract to buy up to that amount of ammo if they want it. They're probably not going to buy it, but by issuing a contract, and they're going to issue this contract to more than one ammo maker, it's a way to control the amount of market that's available on the commercial market at any time. If they go to the ammo manufacturers and say, give me 50 million rounds, give me another 30 million rounds, if they periodically do this in increments, they're going to control how much ammo is available on the commercial market. As part of their contract, it stipulates in there that when the government calls and says, give us another quantity, that everything they make has to go to the government priority one before any of it goes to the commercial market. So when they get tough or they get nervous, all they have to do is use that contract that they have in place for 1.6 billion rounds, and they just say, give us some more, give us some more. And
now, Thomas, you're a weapons manufacturer. You supply the government. I'm surprised you even called my show. Well, look, we're getting reports that ammo prices have gone up 100% over the last few months since these huge orders have been put in place. Is that what you're seeing out there in the real world?
Well, yes and no. I want to say the gun show gougers, the guys on the secondary market, whoever has it, yes, it's supply and demand. The ammo, the prices are going way up. The legitimate sources for industry and the real channels, the prices have gone up a little bit, but it's just not available. The legitimate sources and the guys who deal it, the prices are staying about the same, but it's all back ordered. In fact, the ATF and the State Department, they're kind of jerking around with the importation of it too, so they're making it difficult for it to come in from overseas. Because right now, all of the domestic manufacturers are running at full speed. They're running three shifts a day. They're cranking it out as fast as they can. It's supply cannot keep up with demand.
Thomas, where do you get all the brass from? Where do you get all the lead from? Where do you get all the powder from?
That was going to be my next point. Very few companies who make ammo really do make all of their own components that go into it. The big guys, Olin Corporation that owns Winchester, Alliant Tech Systems that owns Federal, et cetera. These are the big guys, and they really can do their own stuff. They'll source the capital goods, the brass, from both imported and domestic sources, make the primers and the projectiles, the lead. They'll get it in different sources, and they'll smelt it themselves. They really can do it all.
But wait, hold on. This is an important amateur question. Isn't there a finite amount of brass, lead, and powder available?
There is. You know, those sources of capital goods you can find out there, but you're right. There's only so many guys.
You see, I touched on this subject where I said that there is a finite limit to our economy, and it's a false notion to think that we can continuously expand our economy and that we can continuously expand the job market. It's a false notion. I believe, by the way, this country's maxed itself out given our natural resources. Incidentally, it's a topic for another time. But, you know, that rule applies to everything on Earth. There's also a finite amount of raw material for making bullets on the planet, aren't there?
That's correct, and it's a limit as to who's producing the raw goods. The ammo manufacturers call up and order more copper so they can copper jacket the bullets. Well, guess what? The plumbers still need copper to make their pipes. Everybody in different industries still has to compete for the same raw capital.
Right, and now we have a shortage of copper to the extent that grifters are stealing copper out of houses, stealing them from telephone poles. How much of this is going into the ammunition world? I don't know. Where is it going? I don't know, but it's certainly in short supply to begin with. Now we have this purchase of 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition by the Department of Homeland Security, which is obviously an attempt to dry up the ammunition market. And yes, they're trying to, you know, control the market supply and demand, as we suspect. In other words, they're not going to go to war and kill people in the country necessarily. They're just drying up the supply of ammunition to make sure the average guy out there is not armed to the teeth. He can have all the guns he wants, but what is he going to fire? Peanuts in it?